Welcome to Torah Dimecha Nachyomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. We are thrilled to be beginning the second cycle of Torah Dimecha Nachyomi with those of you who have taken the journey before and those of you who are embarking for the first time. Here are some helpful suggestions. Torah Dimecha Nachyomi can be accessed via email, outorah.org, podcasts, and on our very new Torat Imecha app. Find a friend, relative, or community to learn with and to support you through the process. If you miss a day or two, you can still catch up. Do not despair. Now, if you've missed more than 10 days, still do not despair, but jump to the current day's shiur and catch up later on. You can always open a sefer to catch up on Shabbos or to deepen your understanding with your learning. There may be teachers who you connect with right away, while others may take a bit of time to warm up to. You can speed up or slow down the recording to personalize the pace. But most importantly, remember, you are part of a legacy, a heritage that belongs to us. I so look forward to learning together. Le'ilui Nishmas Frida Bas Rav Moshe Eliyahu. And now for Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Aleph.
Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua, Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. It's a highly charged moment in the history of the Jewish people as we find ourselves on the brink of entry into the Promised Land. The book of Yehoshua opens with the ascension of a new leader for Bnei Israel after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we are reminded here of Hashem's deep care for his people. As noted by the commentary Mincha Katana, in Hashem's kindness, he does not leave the Jewish people without human leadership for even a moment. In the verses of this chapter, we see that the Master of the World cushions the delicate change, infusing the transition with reassurance, with love. Verses 1 to 2. Vayihi acharei mois Moshe, eved Hashem. Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua bin Nun, Masharis Moshe lemar. And it was after the death of Moshe, the servant of Hashem. Hashem said to Yehoshua, the son of Nun, Moshe's attendant, saying, Moshe avdi meis. Va'ato, kum avar es hayardin hazeh. Ato v'chol ha'am hazeh el ha'aretz asher anaychi noisen lahem livnei Yisrael. Moshe, my servant, has died. And now, arise, cross this Yardin, you and all this nation, to the land which I give to them, to the children of Yisrael. Hashem is speaking to Yehoshua after the death of Moshe, tasking him with moving the Jewish people into the land and being their leader. The title Masharis Moshe, Moshe's attendant, adjoined to Yehoshua's name here, points to his worthiness for this role. As the Mishpatzos Zohar explains, it was Yehoshua's attending to Moshe that afforded him the position as the next leader of the Jewish people. More than being Moshe's student in Torah, it was Yehoshua's dedication to serving Moshe with all his strength, to being in his presence, absorbing and learning from his ways, that readied him for such a weighty mission. It was in this merit that he was chosen as successor to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is honored here with being referred to as Eved Hashem, the servant of Hashem. Radak explains that a person is called an Eved Hashem when he is focused toward Hashem in everything he is involved with. Even when busy with worldly matters, such a person is intent on serving Hashem. And notice that the appellation of Eved Hashem continuing to be given to Moshe after his death is testimony to his care for the spiritual development of others. Malbim teaches that a tzaddik who works only on perfecting himself, such a person's service stops at the time of his death. But a person who concerns himself with perfecting the generation and future generations is meritorious, and this person's avodah, godly service, continues also after his death, through others. Even after he has died, he is still an Eved Hashem. Perhaps we can meditate on the praise given here for consistency and integrity in living a Torah life, keeping Hashem as the focus, however mundane our activities may be, and further, on taking an interest in other people, because when we try to help others in their relationship with God, who knows how far-reaching the impact. Hashem instructs Yehoshua to cross the Yarden, saying, "You and all this nation," which the Mincha Katana notes carries an allusion to the previous barriers to their entry into the land. The decree on Moshe not to cross the Yarden and the decree on a number of Jews having to die in the desert, both outlined in the book of Bamidbar, are no longer applicable. Now that Moshe has died, you, Yehoshua, will enter the land. And all this nation, the people remaining with you, are all fitting for entering the land. In verse 4, Hashem delineates the boundaries of the land that is promised to the Jewish people. From this desert, Rashi specifies the desert of Kadesh, the desert of Tzin, and Levanon, to the great river, Nahar Paros, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea westward shall be your boundary. But he prefaces this in verse 3 with an offer to gain more land, because he says, "Kol makayim asher tidreich kaf raglechem boi, lachem nasativ, every place on which the soles of your feet will tread, I have given to you," which Rashi interprets to mean that they can be successful even in acquiring and sanctifying land beyond the designated borders. A leader in place, a suitable people, assurance from God about possession of the land. And now, in Pesukim Hei Tetes, verses 5 to 9, we witness powerful encouragement as Hashem directs Yehoshua regarding his new position. Verse 5. Loi yisyatsev ish lefanecha kol yemei chayecha. No man shall stand up before you all the days of your life. Based on Malbim's reading of this phrase, Hashem is affirming that Yehoshua's authority will be secure, and no one will speak against him. Leadership can be a lonely experience. As Yehoshua embarks on the challenging road of leadership, he is granted the greatest support anyone could wish for, a direct declaration from the Ribbono Shel Olam that he will be with him. For Hashem says to Yehoshua, "Ka'asher ha'yisi im Moshe ehyeh imoch, loy arpecha v'loy e'ezvecha. As I was with Moshe, so shall I be with you. I will not weaken my grasp on you, nor will I abandon you." And then Hashem imparts a message to be confident and steadfast. Verse 6, Chazak ve'emotz, be strong and have courage. Ki ato tanchil es ha'om hazeh, es ha'oretz asher nishbati la'avosam lo'seis lohem, for you will cause this nation to inherit the land that I have sworn to their ancestors to give to them. Hashem is telling Yehoshua to be strong in worldly matters, according to Rashi. When dividing the land among the Shevatim tribes, the leader has to remain resolute. Verse 7, again Hashem tells Yehoshua to be strong, but here, says Rashi, it's a charge to be unwavering in Torah observance. Rak chazak ve'ematz ma'id, lishmar la'aseis k'chol ha'tayra, asher tzivcha Moshe avdi, al tasur mimenu yamin usmal lema'an taskil. B'chol asher teleich. Just be strong and very courageous to observe and do in accordance with all of the Torah that Moshe my servant has commanded you. Do not stray from it right or left, in order that you succeed wherever you go. The Gemara in Sanhedrin 99b teaches that verse 8 outlines the purpose of man, to toil in Torah. For it says, Lo yamush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha, this book of the Torah shall not leave your mouth. You shall meditate in it day and night, in order that you observe to do all that is written in it. For then will you succeed in all your ways, and then will you prosper. Our purpose is to make effort in Torah, to be busy with Torah, be involved in Torah. Through learning, internalizing, and practicing Torah, we gain closeness to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, connection to our Maker, perfection of self, which is the intended goal of our creation. A third time, Hashem says to be strong. This time, he is encouraging Yehoshua to be confident in war, says Rashi. Verse 9, Halay tzivisicha chazak ve'emotz, al ta'aretz ve'al teichas, ki imcha Hashem Elokecha b'chol asher teilech. Did I not command you, be strong and have courage? Do not fear and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In verses 10 to 11, Yehoshua commands, Shaitrei ha'om, the officers of the Jewish people, to go through the camp and command the people, saying, "Hachinu lachem tzeda, ki ba'id shleishes yomim, atem ivrim es hayardein hazeh, lavoi la reshes es ha'aretz asher Hashem elokeichem noisen lachem l'rishta." Prepare provision for yourselves, for in another 3 days you will cross this Yarden to come and inherit the land that the Lord your God is giving you to inherit. Rashi explains that the tzedah, provision, referred to here, refers to weaponry, because it cannot refer to food and drink, as they still had them on. In Tana Devei Eliyahu it is written that when Yehoshua is telling the people to hachinu lachem tzedah, prepare for yourselves provision, he is telling them to ready themselves spiritually for the upcoming entry into the land given by God to their forefathers. They should prepare themselves to be fitting for the holiness of the land. And specifically, there is a parallel here to the receiving of the Torah. Moshe told the people to prepare themselves in purity for 3 days before the revelation at Sinai. And Yehoshua tells the people to prepare themselves for 3 days in purity for when they cross the Yarden. Yehoshua then turns to address Shevet, the tribe of Reuven, Shevet Gad, and half of Shevet Manasseh. Previously in Torah, they requested to take land on the east bank of the Yarden as their possession. Moshe stipulated that whilst they could settle there, their inheritance of that portion would be on condition that they fight the battles with the rest of Bnei Yisrael when entering the promised land in the future. Now, Yehoshua reminds them that their warriors shall cross over the Yarden with the rest of Bnei Yisrael to capture the land. The men reply, stating their allegiance to Yehoshua. In verses 16 to 18, they declare that they will follow his commands and obey him as they did Moshe. They finish in verse 18, saying to Yehoshua, "Kol ish asher yamra es picho, v'loy yishma es dvorecha, l'chol asher tetzavenu yumos." Every man that shall rebel against your words and will not listen to your commands in all that you order him shall be put to death. And then they end with the fourth mention in this chapter of the need to be strong, saying, "Rak chazak ve'emotz," only be strong and have courage. Ralbag comments that they are stipulating that they will follow Yehoshua on condition that he holds fast to the Torah, and they are telling him to remain diligent in leading the people and not abandon them. This perek marks a new leadership role for Yehoshua, and a change for the Jewish people under new guidance into an independent existence as a people in their own land for the first time. Beginnings can be difficult. Change can be hard. Hashem lovingly encourages Yehoshua, and by extension us, to have inner strength and cling to the path of Torah in every situation. Thank you for studying together. Le'elui Nishmas, Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.